The garden was dedicated to the memory of a former town councillor, Margaret Brown, after a refurbishment in the 1970s. The pleasure gardens here were first laid out in the early 20th century, becoming public gardens in the late 20th century. In the 18th and early 19th century, a timber yard and boat building yards occupied this space prior to the land being acquired for the construction of the Wilton-Barks Canal. The old road to Sutton Courtenay ran alongside the river and was an early route to the south coast. The brick building visible through the trees was built as the foundry for the St. Helens Ironworks. This was the operations centre of the Davis Launch and Engineering Company, whose steamers, tugs and launches were exported throughout the world. The foundry building was later used by several businesses, notably the Hygienic Laundry. Its painted name can still be traced in the brickwork opposite. In 2003, this industrial building was converted to housing.
Walk through the gardens and turn left along the road, stopping at the riverside railings.
The railings on the left are where the Wilton-Barks Canal joined the Thames. There was a road bridge over the canal here. With your back to the river, look across to the high stone wall, which marks the left side of the former canal lock. The new access road is directly over the canal and led to the canal basin. The gate in the wall led to the canal supervisor's house, Wharf House, which is set back at the entrance to Wharf Close. Note the odd angles of the wall of the former foundry, dictated by its proximity to the canal lock. The Wilton-Barks Canal was started in 1793, and the section from Swindon to Abingdon opened in 1810. The canal network offered cheap transportation of heavy goods, in this instance, coal from Somerset. Initially, the canal wharf at Abingdon was one of the busiest on the canal due to the tonnage of coal passing through.
Turn around now, back the way you came and retrace your steps over the iron bridge, and turn left into the private road leading to the mill.